praise Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today we celebrate this solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the readings for this year, Year C, talk to us all about the Good Shepherd. And so the readings don't describe explicitly or make any explicit reference to the heart of Christ, but rather the love of the heart of Christ expressed in his being the Good Shepherd. This was all foretold by the prophet Ezekiel in our first reading, when God says through his prophet, "I myself will look after and tend my sheep." And we are those sheep that God looks after and tends to. And in what way does he love us? Does he tend us as his sheep? You know, when we think about love being willing the good of another, right? Willing the good. Well, what is the greatest good that God could will for us? Well, that is grace in this life, glory in the next. Right? And what is opposed to grace is sin. So he comes to lead us. The Good Shepherd comes to save us from sin, lead us away from sin, to live the life of grace in this world, the life of glory in the next. And so that's what the rest of what the prophet says is all about. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. Cloudy, referring to intellectual error, error of the mind, not knowing the truth. And then darkness, being the darkness of sin. And so, that's why Jesus Christ, grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. This is what St. John says in his gospel. The truth to bring us out of the mist, out of the cloudiness of mind, and out of the darkness of sin. The lost I will seek out. Who are those who are lost? The ones who are in the state of mortal sin. These are the ones our Lord is seeking out. The strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal. All of those adjectives describe the person in sin, whether it be venial or whether it be mortal, right? The strayed, the injured, and the sick, but the lost certainly refers to mortal sin. And here's the interesting point, right? The prophet says, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. What sense does that make, right? What shepherd destroys the sleek and the strong sheep? Okay, so we see that this is a spiritual meaning, right? He's not talking about real shepherds. They don't do that. And so the spiritual meaning, the sleek and the strong, refer to those who are presumptuous and proud, right? Those, the proud soul, God looks on from afar. Right? These are the hardest ones to save, and so they will be destroyed. In other words, these are souls who are so opposed to God, his love and mercy, so far from him, so fixed on themselves, that they will be destroyed with eternal damnation. The strayed, the injured, the sick, what is he going to do? Lead them to the mountains of Israel. The prophet mentions this three times in these few verses. He'll pasture them upon the mountains of Israel. On the good pastures, on the mountain heights of Israel. Rich pastures, on the mountain heights of Israel. These mountain heights of Israel refer to the church. A church militant in this world, where we have the fullness of the truth and the grace of the sacraments. And then it also refers to the church triumphant. That is our place in heaven, where we will be pastured and feast at the heavenly banquet for all eternity. So we are the sheep. Let's allow ourselves to be guided by the Good Shepherd in this life, by the life of grace, and in the next, to the life of glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.